Well, this is the first Sunday of the new year. It's a new year for us people. It's a new building for the meeting place of our church. It's a new life for us to forget what happened last year and to start fully with the new year. And I really want it to be a new life for all of us, a completely new life. And to that end, I really feel the Lord is leading us into a series of sermons. There'll be five during the month of January that have to do with this new life that's in Christ Jesus, with the vine and with the branches. And I'm praying that these messages and these studies will not only be enlightening to us, but will be revelations to us. A lot of the stuff we will know, but a lot of the information that the Lord is presenting to me, I didn't even know or have a grasp of before. So it's going to be new for us all. And we're going to be dealing with the Word in John 15. Tannis, pass these out for me, would you please? You can keep these in your Bible, or you can leave them here, but we'll make them available to us every single time that we meet. Branches in the vine will be our study, and we're going to base it upon what Jesus said. Everything we do in our church is based upon the statements of Jesus or the Holy Ghost or God through prophets led by the Holy Spirit. I would like for you to read with me, and we're going to read this every time we meet till these words get just burned into our very being, so that when we're at work, when we are driving, when we're playing, when we are laying down to sleep, these words are just going to echo over and over in our mind, and we're going to be part of it. So let's read together all of these statements that come from John 15 together. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is for my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have my Father's commands and remain in his love. It would not be inappropriate to take this home and read it every day, to become part of it. Because as we just have read, there have been so many things that just sort of popped out to us that would bear material for a sermon. And so we're going to skip back and forth as we go through this, but we just want this to be the outline from which we're going to take these messages. Now for today, branches in the vine, it says, and let's read line F. Let's take line F right now. Read with me. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. This is abiding in him. Scripture says to abide in him. So I said, well, what does it mean to abide? Just what does it mean? So I went to Mr. Webster, who was a Christian, incidentally, and I said to him, what does remain mean? Now, I think I know, but I really want to comprehend. And so he says to me by his written word that it means to continue, to dwell. It means to just remain in him. So we have these words that are all synonymous. We have abide, we have remain, we have continue, and we have dwell. And this is what Jesus said in line F we are to do. He says, remain in me. Remain in me. Now, it's like an if. You don't have to remain in me. You can decide not to remain in me if you want to. But if you remain in me, I will remain in you. What it means to remain in him is simply this. A theological word is interpenetration. And the idea is persons entering into each other. Like Paul said of the Corinthians, I want you to be in my heart. Persons entering into one another. And these Corinthians were in his heart. The scripture talks about Christ being in God. It's this type of a relationship. It, the scripture says in Luke 22 that Satan entered into Judas. And the scripture tells us in 1 John 2:14 that men being in the Father and men being in the Son. It talks about Christ being in men. All these scriptures talk to us about this interpenetration where a person is within a person. It not means a person as a person, but it means the spirit of that person. It's like husband and wife. Together, they are married. They want to be in each other's plan. They want to be in each other's purpose. They want to be in each other's desire. And so this union that Jesus talks about on line F, as we have on our photocopied page, is remain in me. It's this being together in me. If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew 11, 28. And it's sort of a prelude to remaining in him, continuing in him, dwelling in him. Matthew 11, 28 it is. And it's a very familiar scripture to us, but it's a prelude to these words of Jesus in John 15 about remaining in him. He says in verse 28, come to me. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. This is the prelude. The invitation is to come to him. Once we accept that invitation, which I assume all of you have done, then he is telling us to abide in him. To abide in him. And it's not so much with him, it is in him. He wants us to abide in him, in him. So the invitation is for us to come, and he opens us this great, great, divine, intimate, close relationship between you and the Father, between you the Son and the Father God. He says, come on in. Let's abide together. Now that's hard to do, and yet it's also easy to do. It is hard to abide in Jesus, because he says abide in Jesus, if we try to do it on our own strength. If we say, well, we're going to do this, without the help of the Holy Spirit, it is very, very difficult for us to abide in him. But it is as easy as opening up the door and coming in to this meeting place. So you've accepted the invitation to come into me, people, and you're at the door, but he wants you to come on in. You know, who would be content to stand at the king's palace door when the king has said, come on in? Why stand at the door when you can come in and just have a relationship with him? So great. It's like somebody coming to visit you, and you're there at the door. And that's great, but you're saying, why don't you come in, come on in so we can sit down together. It's the abiding with him that we're not having, and yet we have the right to do that. We have the right. Our daughter-in-law, Maureen, who is a tour director at Hearst Castle, because of who she is, has a right, not just to say, this is where the Hearst lived and did this and that and da-da-da, but she has the right to go into more intimate places. Because she has that right. And one day Darren, when he was a security officer at Hearst Castle, was making his rounds, and this guy came riding up on a bicycle, and he said, hey, hold it, stop. You are in restricted area. And the guy said, my name is whatever it was, Hearst. Oh, okay. And he had a right to go into the restricted living quarters of the castle because of who he was. Now, as a son or a daughter of the king, we've got a right to go deeper than we are. And that's the whole purpose of these messages, to associate ourselves as branches in the vine. And many people and many churches have come to him, but they have never entered into the joy that comes for being with Jesus one-on-one. Now, we've heard much about evangelism and the plan of salvation, and churches have come to him for that. But for some reason, many have never understood the call of Jesus to come on in and abide with me. Accept this wondrous love that has been prepared for you. For some reason, we are all just standing at the door and not getting into this abiding with Jesus. Let's this new year set aside day by day that we're going to sit at his feet and we are going to meditate on these words that we just read. And they are, read it with me, line F again, remain in me and I will remain in you. Because if we don't remain in him, we're going to be what? Detached. And if we are detached, we're just not going to be very effective for the Lord. Now, there are two reasons how we can get detached. Satan is a great cutter. And he comes to us, and he cuts us off. And therefore, when he has cut us off, our fruit gets dried up, and we're no good to anyone. And we even start spiritually looking bad this way. Now, there are two ways. You know, he can do this because he is the God of this world. He can just come and he can snip us off. Or we can ourselves take this and say, I don't want to abide in the vine anymore. Now, the scripture says abide in the vine. That tells me that there is a way that God has given me as a possibility to detach myself from the vine. Before we give our attention to the vine and the branch, I want to speak just a moment about the sap. The sap is so important as it comes up from the soil, as it's produced into the vine so that the branches can produce. And if we cut ourselves off, we are cutting ourselves off from the sap supply, from all the nutrients that can be given to us. Scripture said, and you just read it, abide in me. Why do we want to abide in him? We want to abide in him so that we can receive the sap that comes. Would you read with me a line J and K together? I am the vine, you are the branches. Say it again. I am the vine, you are the branches. I want us to remember the sermon, the sermons. I want you to be able to see graphically in such a way that every day you will realize what you just read. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. He is the vine. And we're going to see in the course of these studies different aspects and relationships of the branches to the vine. We're going to see the sturdiness of it and the results and the victory, and we're going to see the promises and prayer and what have you. But for today, just J and K. I'm the vine, you are the branches. This is the vine, and you are the branch. And what I want you to do is to come and pick up a branch. They're different kind, and that's important because we all look different and are different. And I want you to find a place, and I want you to stick it in. This is you abiding in the vine. You're the branch. So come pick out a vine and find a hole up there and stick it in. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branch. I want you to see as you do this that you are actually coming to him. I cannot do that for you. You are coming to the vine and you're putting in your branch. Jesus said, I am the vine. And he says, you are the branch. And I want you to see the picture of this. Remember the messages we've given to you about the body of Christ? You are the body of Christ? Well, I want you to see in this the picture of the vine and the branch. Okay. Explain to him that Jesus said, Tell him that Jesus said he is the vine.
Jesucristo dijo que tienes un hoyito y es lo hoyo donde
and he is a branch.
Es como nacido en un árbol.
Okay.
Estamos juntados con Dios.
Praise God. All right. Okay. I want you to see graphically what Jesus has just said, that he is the vine. This is the vine. Look how sturdy it is. Look how great and how the awesomeness of the vine. Look at it. And we are little branches. And he is saying that we are to abide in... That was not a hope. We are to abide in the branch. I am the vine, strong and sturdy, and you are the branch. He says, I want to abide in you. So the lesson is very simple. It is very simple, and the illustration is very simple, but we see this so that graphically we can realize that the same Spirit which dwells and still dwells in the Son becomes the life of the believer. It's life unseen. This is connecting. And so close is the union between this branch and this vine. So close is it that you really can't see where it comes together. And where the closeness is that abiding which blesses both people. Each is complete. Each is nothing without the other. Each is nothing without the other. Now that is so simple, but as I meditate upon that, I see so many new things to me. Each is complete with the other, but without the other just isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing. You got the vine and you got the branches. Nothing is, each is nothing without the other. So I want you to know two things. First of all, without the vine, the branch can do nothing. Let that sort of sink in. Without the vine, the branch can't do anything. Now remember, this is Jesus and this is you. Without Jesus, you can do nothing. Think about it. To the vine, it, that's you and me, owes its right of place in the vineyard. We as branches owe our place in the vineyard to the vine. So without the vine, the branch can do nothing. But look at the flip side of that. Without the branch, the vine can do nothing. Oh, wow. I put wow on my note. Wow. Is that new or not new? Well, of course, we always knew that, didn't we? But you see, without the vine, the branch can do nothing, and without this branch, this vine can do nothing. It's doing nothing in here, is it? But it's got to be connected. It's got to abide in the vine. So the two things are very clear. Without the vine, the branch can do nothing. Without the branch, the vine can do nothing. A vine cannot, without the branches, bear fruit. So it's like it both is needed to make up the vineyard. Jesus has made himself dependent on people. Now remember, this is Jesus, and this is you. Jesus has made himself dependent upon the branches. Now that's hard to understand. But did he not give his word to the disciples and said, I want you to go out? And then when he went to heaven, didn't he say, now I'm giving it to you, I'm dropping it in your hands, you have got to do it? So somebody may say, well, what if some of the disciples decided not to do it? Do you have a plan B, Jesus? Got no plan B. It's just plan A. You are my disciples. You are my branches, and you are to work. And now we, in the concluding days of the 20th century, are the branches in the vine. We are the disciples that are supposed to do what the early disciples did. And we will be able to do it even more effectively according to the Word of God. So to review, we've got this. Without the vine, the branch can do nothing. And without the branch, the vine can do nothing. But I want you to see this. All the vine possesses, this is Jesus, all the vine possesses belongs to the branch. All Jesus possesses belongs to you and me. The vine does not gather fruit from, does not gather from the soil its nutrients and its sweetness for itself. All it has is at the disposal of the branches. So the vine draws, literally, the vine draws up from the soil what it needs, but it doesn't keep it for itself. It is for the use of the branches. And all of God's power and greatness and wonder is available for every one of us. So all that the vine possesses belongs to the branch. Like the glory you've given me, I've given you. Like he that believes on me, the work I do, greater works he will do. So all that the vine possesses belongs to the branch. But the other side of that coin is this. All that the branches possess belong to the vine. The branch, that's you and me, does not exist for itself, but to have fruit that can proclaim the excellency of the vine. And it is so beautiful when we can just grasp this. To reason to say is that the very reason that I exist is to abide in the vine so that from this branch can come forth fruit. I have no reason of existence except to be of service to the vine and to say to the vine, to say to Jesus, my only desire is to glorify you, to be of service to you. So these four things we etch in our memory for this lesson. Number one, without the vine, the branch can do nothing. Without the vine, Jesus, the branch can do nothing. And the flip of that is that without the branch, the vine can do nothing. And that's hard to say that that God is depending upon you to do things. So without the branches, the vine, Jesus, can do nothing. He needs you, in other words. He needs you. He needs you. He won't be complete without you. And then all that the vine possesses belongs to the branch, and all that the branch belongs to the vine. It is so simple. Read with me number F again. These are the words of Jesus to you, dear people, today. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. This is the word of God. And then J and K, I am the vine, you are the branches. This is the word of God to you, dear people, today. Abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine. Would you turn your hymn book to 391? In the year that is upon us now, and in light of our lesson today, what is the name of this? I need thee every hour. Dear people, this branch needs this vine every hour. Every hour. Let's stand. Let's sing this, may we?